This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw in Judges 7 through 8 how God prepared Gideon to lead his elite army of 300 into battle, in spite of overwhelming odds against them. Having followed God's instructions to sneak up to the enemy camp at night and overhear two soldiers discuss a dream and its interpretation, he was encouraged and immediately stopped and worshiped God. What an example for us to follow! Early in our study, we saw that the angel of the Lord was not in a hurry as he prepared Gideon for his assignment. Now we see Gideon prepared and ready for battle, but not in a hurry. The adrenaline, I'm sure, was throbbing in his veins, but he took time to stop and worship God. Being able to worship God in the midst of battle readiness is a sign of spiritual maturity. Worship keeps our focus on God. Worship reminds us it is His battle. It will be His victory. He deserves the honor and the glory as we simply follow His instructions and depend on His empowerment. By the way, God's plan was fascinating. The 300 men were each to take a trumpet and a jar with a torch in it and stand encircling the enemy camp. At Gideon's command, they blew their trumpets, smashed the jars, grabbed the torches, and shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Then they stood, holding their positions. The enemy army was shocked into delirium, and the Lord caused them to turn on each other with their swords. Those remaining fled in fear. The Midianites were totally routed, and their reign of terror inflicted on Israel ended. No matter the odds against you, remember, when God is with you, you can stand firm and live victoriously.